It's still Chol HaMoed, so I want to flag up some of the issues to do with Tefillah on Chol HaMoed, and particularly Chol HaMoed Pesach. It can be very confusing because there are things that we have to stop saying and things that we ought to be saying, etc., etc. And really, I find if one's not davening from a Siddur or from a Matzah, one can really get quite messed up with the Tefillah. So the first thing to flag up is, of course, that on first day Pesach we started saying Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshem, and we omit that from the Amidah now. So what happens if a person suddenly realized that they did say Mashiv HaRuach by mistake? So if they haven't yet finished the bracha, that second bracha of the Amidah, and they haven't said Baruch Ata Hashem B'chaye HaMitim, then they should go back to the beginning of the bracha and say the text again, omitting Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshem. What if they have finished the bracha though, and so they said M'chaye HaMitim, so then they need to go back to the beginning of the tefillah. Now sometimes it happens, a person says Mashiv HaRuach, and oh, they suddenly remember that they're not supposed to be saying, what should they do then? So that doesn't actually matter, because we've got a model anyhow of saying Mashiv HaRuach in the summer. When we say Tfilat Tal on Pesach, we say Mashiv HaRuach Umorit HaTal. So the Ruach is not a problem for the summer. It's only if one actually says, mentions the Geshem, that it would be a problem. In the ninth bracha of the Amidah, we've stopped saying the Tein Tal Umatal Ivracha, and we've replaced it with just a general request for blessing. We don't want it to rain, and we just say the Tein Bracha, that Hashem should give blessing to the year. So again, what happens if a person by mistake that said the Tein Tal Umatar Livracha, so if they're still in that Bracha, they haven't finished off Baruch Ata Hashem Mevarech Hashanim, so then they should go back to the beginning of Bracha and say it with the correct text. What if they finished the Bracha of Barech Aleinu and they've gone on to the next Bracha, or they're, you know, much further on in the Amidah, they suddenly realise, so then they can go back to the Bracha of Barech Aleinu, correct themselves and continue from there. What if they finished the Amidah though? If they finished the Amidah, so then they have to go back to the very beginning and recite the entire Amidah again correctly. We also have the insertion of Yalev Yavol, because it's Pesach in the Bracha of Ritzei. So what if a person misses that out? We finish the Bracha of Ritzei, Baruch Ata Hashem HaMachazir Shechilato L'Tzion, and then all of a sudden realize that we never said Yalev Yavol. So if that's the case, in actual fact, you can put Yalev Yavol in before you start the Bracha of Modim. If you've started the Bracha of Modim already, then you can't put Yalev Yavol in. But if you haven't yet started the Bracha of Modim, you can say it. What if you've already started the Bracha of Modim though? Then you would have to go back to Ritzei. So if you're in the Bracha of Modim or in the Bracha of Sim Shalom, you need to go back to Ritzei and say Yalev Yavol in the correct place. And then if you finish your Amidah and you realize that you haven't said Yalev Yavol, you're going to need to go back to the very beginning of the Tefillah again. Come Motzei Yom Tov, everything will be normal, but we'll have just got used to saying Yalev Yavol in the Tefillah, and it can sometimes happen that you finish your Amidah, you're just about to finish your Amidah, and you suddenly realise, oh, I said Yalev Yavol and Pesach's over. So what's the din there? So the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Ketz, if you'd bet, says, HaToy Maskir Shayamim B'Tefillah Shelo B'Zmana. If a person says Yalev Yavol or Val Hanisim or whatever it is in the Tefillah when you're not supposed to be saying it, lo havei hafsaka, it's not an interruption to the Tefillah, and you can just carry it. It's not a problem, even though you weren't supposed to have added it in. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Lamed Chet, he says that most of the Achronim disagree with that. You can't say b'yom chagamatzot hazeh, that today is Pesach, when it isn't Pesach. That invalidates the Amidah. So if you finished the Amidah, you would need to repeat the whole thing again. If you're not yet finished, you just go back to Ritzei and daven on from there. What can happen is you're halfway through Yalev Yavol. You haven't yet said Yom Chag HaMatzot HaZeh. You've just said the introductory line. So in that case, it wouldn't be a hefset. You haven't said anything which is Shechem, and therefore, obviously, you're not supposed to put it in, but if you did, then it doesn't invalidate the Amidah. In any event, this time of year, it's certainly good to be well focused on the Tefillah and probably to follow along from a Siddur to make sure that we don't make any errors. Ad Kan.